Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Hey, shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. It's time to Hustle and Shine, yeah. Brian B. Shining in the building with you. D, she's out for the day. Martin Luther King Jr. said it's a day on. Deanna said it's a day off. Nah, man, she needs some time to kick her feet up and chill and relax. Listen, man, we are honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. His life and legacy lives on, and his words are ever ringing so true today in today's society. Of course, we'll have Mayor Lucas on, I believe, today on Hustle and Shine. And your motivations is coming up in about 10 minutes. And listen up for that key word coming up at 7 o'clock. That announcement will play. Be the 25th caller when you hear it again. And you can win something nice right here at Hot 103 Jams. But again, honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Many of the worst problems can be avoided by living with a healthy amount of seriousness. After all, where seriousness is absent and pettiness reigns, disaster looms. Steer clear of that pettiness. Let it consume itself on its own, without your participation, without your observation. Invest your attention in the beauty, opportunities, challenges, satisfactions, and lessons of reality. There's plenty of reality going around. You have all sorts of ways to bring new goodness and richness into being and to share the experience with others. Do so with the joy it naturally brings, with plenty of good humor and also with seriousness. It's great to enlighten yourself and deepen your understanding by entertaining all sorts of fantastic concepts. Yet, keep yourself firmly grounded in reality and the sober seriousness it demands. Enjoy each moment, have lots of fun, and live with enough seriousness so that the joy and fun will endure. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:21 on your time today. Look for highs around 24. Right now, you are mostly cloudy in 16 in Raytown. So, the guys from the South, Juvenile, Manny Fresh, Currency, they all sat down and had a good old-fashioned debate about which one is better. And this has always been a hood debate of recent year in memory. Which one is better, Popeyes or Church's? They debate.
I ain't gonna lie, Church's, bro. I f*** the business. And I like fried over.
So look,
Popeyes never had fried over. I love fried over.
With I like Church's rice.
All right.
I like the rice. You know what I'm saying? Right. I've been stuck
on that.
But
how you feel about the honey butter biscuit as opposed
see, that's
to
what
Popeyes.
I'm about to tell you. So I like Church's biscuit, too.
That be so falling apart.
They see the honey.
The honey is into the dough of the biscuit.
Everything
they're
else
not brushing
Popeyes.
It like I see the Popeyes commercial. They brush the butter on it.
Remember.
This inside. It's like a dessert.
For the ballers, the ghettos eat Churches.
For sure. I can dig.
You dig? So I'm half and half, dog.
Like a dessert.
I'm from the ghetto, but I'm balling.
That fried okra. You know what I'm saying?
That fried okra, yeah. Only thing I don't mess with from Churches, man, is that damn chicken wing.
All right.
Ain't what no chicken wing that damn big.
Well, how about this? How about in the 90s, if y'all remember, Church's chicken will give you 20 pieces for about $5. That's no lie. If you was in the 90s, you already knew what was going on. I would have to choose Popeyes in this debate. But how about this? I tell y'all this. Oh, and I am not a fan of Church's biscuits. I'll say that too. Not my favorite. If we talk strictly biscuits, I would rather take Popeyes biscuits over Church's any day of the week. You keep that sweet stuff to yourself, man. But how about this? Just go to Jay's Chicken and call it a day. How about that? let's see. What else is going on? T.I., my dog, one of my goats, man, he said it's time to put his comedy mic down. He done cut the dreads off, and he said T.I.P. is back for y'all, man. Get in the booth, T.I., please. Let's go.
Time.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh. Ran into the checker flag, ran through the red light. 12 can be gunning, won't pull over till I'm dead right.
Oh yeah, man. Tip is back, man. It's good to see that he's back making music. We'll see what he got in store, man. If he can keep up with the young cats of today's era. I don't know. We'll see. T.I., he knocking on 50, right? He about 45, 46. Yeah, we'll see if he can still hold it down.
What up, y'all? It's your girl Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Praying that you had a great weekend. Mine's was very eventful. But D, she was at Aura on Friday. Doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? On the ones and twos, doing what she do, popping bottles, you know what I'm saying? Being the life of the party. Shout out to Aura one time. And then I was at R&B Shining going down at It Good Company this past weekend, man. If you ain't checked, I'm telling you, man, you're missing out if you ain't checked one of them before. But yeah, man, it went down this weekend with those two things. But more importantly, today, it's the AKA service day at Mount Carmel Church. That starts at 9 a.m. And then they're going to come over to the Missouri side and be at the Juke House from 4 to 6 p.m. bringing in canned goods for their non-perishable food drive. So shout out to the AKAs or anybody and all the Divine Nine. I know, you know, all of them put in work in the community, but all the Divine Nine, especially the AKAs, putting in work today in the life and legacy of the honor of the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And speaking of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I just want to give you a couple of random facts about him. I didn't know that he skipped grades and he started college. I knew he started college early, but I didn't know he started college at the age of 15. 15 was the year 2000 for me. I was just trying to figure out how to put Legos together. That's crazy. I did not know he was born Michael King Jr., and he later changed his name. I was unaware of that. Also, something else I was unaware of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I did not know that he survived an assassination attempt in 1958. That was 10 years before his unfortunate and untimely death on April 4th, 1968. We will never forget the sacrifices he made and everything that he did for not only black people, but for mankind. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we thank you, we love you, on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
Any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved in mankind. Therefore, never sin to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. I still have a dream that one day men will no longer see racial integration as a problem, but as an opportunity to participate in the beauty of diversity. I still have a dream that one day black men and white men, brown men and yellow men, Protestants and Catholics, Jews and Gentiles, believers and unbelievers, will coexist in a world where men are judged only by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. And where brotherhood is more than a meaningless word at the end of a prayer, but the first order of business on every legislative agenda. I still have a dream that one day men will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, and nations will not rise up against nations, neither will they study war anymore.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Bus riders will start paying a $2 bus fare in June. Now, while some passengers say that they are comfortable with the change, others worry about the impact on their budgets. And I know thousands of cousins out there are concerned about this, and this has been something on the minds and hearts of a lot of people for, I want to say, about 4 to 5 months, when KCATA said late last year that they're running out of funds and that this was going to happen. You know, so more than 12 million people don't ride KCATA buses annually. So the rides have been free since the COVID-19 pandemic, but the KCATA, they need the money from fares to meet revenue goals. And Tyler Means, who is KCATA's chief mobility and strategy officer, said that the decision to increase the fare from the $1.50 riders paid in 2019 to $2 helps the authority reach its revenue goals now that it no longer receives funding from the city. So look, man, this is going to affect so many people in so many ways. $2 though? $2 for a bus ride? That okay, so I haven't really, you know, ridden the buses a lot since, you know, early 2000s when I was in high school or whatever. And so I don't remember exactly what the fees were then. Maybe it was $1 back then, but I don't know. $2 just seems very excessive if I'm trying to go from, you know, 39th and Prospect to 75th and Warner or something. I don't know. Maybe this is something I'm going to have to talk to Mayor Lucas about, because this has definitely been something that has been on the forefront for a number of months now.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. It's going to be a little cold, so make sure you later up and bundle up. Currently, yeah, cold and clear is 16 in KCK. Ludacris. So there's been news about him joining this concert, this festival with Kid Rock. And, of course, you know, if you know the politics of Kid Rock, you know where he stands on this thing. But Ludacris, he's officially pulling out of Kid Rock's Rock the Country Festival after receiving backlash once his name popped up on the lineup. Some critics quickly tied the festival to MAGA politics, and Luda started catching heat online for seemingly signing on. So now his representatives are clearing the air, and the spokesperson for the festival confirmed to Rolling Stone that Ludacris is not a part of the event anymore. And the rep said that the inclusion of Ludacris was a, quote, mix-up. Lines got crossed, and he wasn't supposed to be on there. So, yeah, well, you know, politics and music, I guess they go hand in hand these days, huh? Moving on to some sad news, man, that happened over the weekend. Keanu Underwood, 33-year-old former Nickelodeon star, was tragically killed in a Brooklyn hit and run. And everybody's in shock about this, especially, you know, younger millennials, older Gen Z. Law enforcement concerned that she was struck while crossing a Brownsville street early Friday morning, and surveillance footage reportedly shows the SUV traveling with her trapped underneath. That is awful. That is tragic. Man, sending love and prayers and strength to Keanu Underwood's family and friends, and all those who are affected.
Yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Of course, no days off. Celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, last Tuesday, hundreds of drivers were pulled over on Highway 71 during a coordinated enforcement effort. I know your authority over KCPD is limited, but for a lot of Kansas Cityans, especially people in the inner city who rely on 71 to get to work, it feels like less of safety and more like disruption. We all agree reckless driving is a real issue, but how do we address dangerous behavior on 71 without turning routine commutes into mass pullovers that end up punishing everyone for the actions of a few?
You know what? That's a good question. First of all, I always look to make sure that we are being equitable in our public safety, speeding traps, all of that. We have gotten a lot of complaints on 71 Highway. We have seen accidents on 71, so we need people slowing down. Usually the way the police do traffic enforcement these days is these types of operations. Very different than when you and I were growing up, and they may just be on one or two random streets, and then they move to the next one and the next one. What we need to make sure we're doing is having those consistent operations all around the city, seeing them on Ward Parkway, seeing them on 152, seeing them in all other spots. So I never promise that we won't do it. I think the way that we are more fair is making sure that one community isn't seeing that more than others. I do, however, encourage everybody, make sure you are following the rules, the speed limits. I still want us to have traffic cameras. I know that hasn't come to fruition yet, but I think we are going to make sure people are safer on these roads throughout Kansas City.
Mayor Lucas, with ICE visibly operating in Kansas City, a lot of people feel like they're moving around unchecked. You voiced concerns and supported ordinances, but for everyday Kansas Cityans, especially Black residents who already know what it feels like to be targeted, there's real fear and confusion. If someone is confronted by ICE, Mayor Lucas, what legal authority do those officers actually have in our city? What residents are required to comply with, and what rights do Kansas Cityans have to protect themselves in those moments?
I'm going to give you real advice, and then I'll give you the legal advice. Real advice, we see what's happening around the world, as we as Black Kansas Cityans, Black Americans know, is that you may have any number of legal remedies, but that won't keep you alive. So make sure that you, unfortunately, in some situations, even if it's unlawful, follow the instruction. Stay alive. We can get you lawyers. We can get you connected afterwards. That's going to be step one. What is it that they can legally do? They're here to enforce the laws of the immigration laws of the United States, not the traffic laws of Kansas City, not the rental laws of Missouri, not any of those other steps. What we are seeing right now is a group that is working without, it appears to be, supervision, without concern as to the safety of Americans, and they are in around every inner city in America. Let me tell you something straight up. Part of the reason for the focus in Minnesota and Minneapolis right now is Somalians, is Black immigrant populations. Full stop. You got immigrants in every city in America. You got them all around. And you've got thousands right now in Minneapolis, which is a matter of population, I believe, actually has fewer people than Kansas City, Missouri. And so let's make sure that we fight where we need to fight. That's why I was proud to draft and introduce an ordinance last week about not having an ICE detention center camp of up to 10,000 people. But in the meantime, make sure you do what you can to stay alive. So we will have connections for everybody. I'll be at St. James Methodist Church tonight at 6 o'clock, talking about, at least listening to, I think, a good community conversation on some of these things where our rights are. And remember that Black people have always been the center of our civil rights struggle. And that continues today, no matter the color, no matter the origin of the people who are being impacted day by day.
We're talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Kansas City Food Not Bombs has been serving free meals in the Likens neighborhood in the historic Northeast KC for years, Mayor Lucas. And a few weeks ago, two volunteers were arrested for trespassing while doing just that. You often talk about common sense in politics. So from a Kansas Cityan's perspective, Mayor Lucas, what message does it send when people trying to help feed their neighbors end up in handcuffs? And how do we balance enforcement with basic humanity?
You know, I think it is always important to make sure that we're looking at enforcement balance with basic humanity. The issue on that one is one that I think could be addressed. The landlord of that property, as I understand it, called the police, reported folks for trespass. No different than if you had people on your house, at your house, on your street corner and beyond. I think telling people, making sure there are clear instructions to move on is something that can be the easiest approach. I don't know the full details of the situation, particularly in terms of if there were warnings telling people, look, y'all need to just go over there. You need to be on the sidewalk. You need to do something different. But I think that's the sort of communication you need. Nobody wants anybody arrested for just doing good things for the people. So I think there are easier ways to make sure it's balanced.
What is one thing that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., what is the impact he had on your life?
His fight for those who are poor and working class. I tend to not be one of the sanitized Dr. King people. I'm the late in life Dr. King people in terms of what I read about. In terms of the fact that right before his assassination, indeed before his assassination, he was in Memphis to be there for a strike of sanitation workers. Remember where the game is played. The game is not played in colorful language, although that is important. It is played each and every day in terms of making sure that working class people, working class black people, can have rights to social uplift. That's what we need to work on each and every day. It's not about one person having a seat somewhere. It's about all of us having equal opportunity.
Mayor Lucas, thank you so much for joining us on another edition of All Things KC. We'll holler at you next week. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
God bless you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:23 on your time today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. Clear and cool. Currently, you're cold at 18 in South KC. Oh boy, Kevin Gates. He recently went on live to talk about his ex, Drika Gates. His ex-wife, matter of fact, Drika Gates. As she's been hitting some interviews, hitting some podcasts. So he's calling her out, accusing her and her family of allegedly stealing money from him. Oh, boy.
Since you want to attack my image, you hear me? Hey, Dreek, I challenge you to tell people that we had an Islamic marriage. I challenge you to tell people that my children lived with me for the last 2 years. I challenge you to tell people that you didn't file for a divorce or whatever you call a divorce until I stopped giving you money because you and your family have been stealing from me the whole time. Tell them that. Since you want to paint it like I'm a deadbeat dad, I take care of my children. And I was still taking care of you while you was with that. Tell them that. Tell them I've been gone since 2020. Tell them the truth. Because you are a goddess. You're just a goddess of manipulation and darkness. Tell them the truth. When you do interviews, don't even bring my name up. Get it off you. Tell them how you stole my money to go open up a dispensary. And it wasn't even open a month because it was got through unrighteous acts. Tell them that. Since you got everybody thinking I don't take care of my kids and was still taking care of you, why you with that?
Well, that wind was beating his phone up. Nobody wins when the family feuds, man. It's just best to keep all that off the internet and to yourselves, even though we know these things happen. But praying the best for them. In other news, A$AP Rocky sat down with an interview after he dropped his album, Don't Be Dumb. And listeners felt his track, Stole Your Flow, was aimed at Drake. And now he's talking about their relationship.
I don't know. I just started seeing people who just started out as friends and just became foes seem like they was unhappy for you and, you know, just started sending shots. I think that's what led to any of our misunderstandings or whatever the case is. It really ain't smoke.
Does it feel resolvable to you or you think it's too far?
Nah, it don't even need to be. Mm-hmm. Like, for what? It's who for whoever feel like it's about them.
Fair enough.
I know that's right. A hit dog gonna holler, and I don't need to talk to you. There's no need for us to speak on this. There's no need for us to speak, period, especially when you was lusting after my wife. Yeah, we good. We just stay away from me, man. I don't need no parts of you.
Shut up, Brian.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for
birthday announcement.
It's Capricorn season. Once again, it's time to wish those determined, strong will, and ambitious Capricorns some happy birthday.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy 80th birthday to country singer Dolly Parton. Happy heavenly birthday to rapper Mac Miller. Happy 23rd birthday to the daughter of Kobe Bryant, Natalia Bryant. Happy 54th birthday to wrestler Ron Killen. Happy 55th birthday to movie actor and comedian Sean Wayans. Happy 42nd birthday to Atlanta's finest, rapper Lil Scrappy. Happy 79th birthday to Chef Paula Deen. Happy birthday to director Antoine Foucault. And happy birthday to actor Ken Lawson. Now let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Tree Brown, Tori J. Pounds, and Sharita Stewart. Sending birthday love to Amber Montjoy, Adarika Amons, and Roger Davis. Sending birthday love to Quay Tucker, Kamisha Tyner, and Jeremy Reed. Plus sending a big special happy birthday shout out to Teresa Davis and her twin sister Larissa Oaks and everybody else born on January 19th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate your day.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Keisha. Good morning.
What's up, Keisha? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. It's a Monday.
Yeah, I feel you. We just honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. We doing a day on, not a day off.
That's right. All right. He did it for us.
Exactly. What's your check engine light looking like before we move on?
Well, it's not on just yet.
Just yet, yeah. Always expecting the boogeyman coming up around the corner, huh?
I hope not. It's a 2022, so hopefully not.
Oh, yeah, you should be good then. Yeah, for sure. All right, Keisha, you ready to finish these lyrics and play That's My Jam?
I'ma try.
Get it right. Let's go.
And me with romantic lights. Mean a lot to me in so many ways. Lately,
have I told you I love you?
Lately,
have I told you you still mean the world to
Lele.
Me? Have I told you I love
break
you?
Break it down, break it down.
I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want.
Hey! Okay, you better finish it out strong with the. Oh yeah! I heard that at the end. You got it. You did fantastic, and that's my jam. That means you got an Amazon Fire HD8 tablet, brand new for your crib. Okay.
All right.
Please tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hey, the Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Duh.